Well, welcome to the postseason. Crittenden County moves into the Class 2A playoffs on Friday night at Owensboro against the 9-1 third-ranked Aces. Coach Starnes, this is a team we've seen the last 2 years. They've ended our season, and they're probably very well equipped to do that this time.
You know, Chris, they're probably better than what they were last year, and watching them on film, it's basically the same team that we faced last year. They do have some other players on there, obviously, and with the graduation from the seniors last year. But, you know, their quarterback is back, and their quarterback has thrown the ball for 3,000 yards and 51 touchdowns this year. Averages throwing 5 touchdowns a game. Same receiver catches the ball for him majority of the time, number two. And then when they do run it, you know, they have a running back that I think runs the ball as hard as I've seen anybody run the ball, number 23.
Holden Staples.
And just an aggressive player, runs the ball hard. And, you know, it's going to be one of those situations, again, like Caldwell, that do you try to stop the run? Do you try to stop the pass? And so obviously, you know, we have to set our defense up to try to stop the throw, the pass, and make them earn it and run the football. And when they do, we have to tackle. And you know, that's been one of our problems, is tackling an open space. And you know, but we're just gonna have to do it. We're gonna have to play. We're challenged, and you know, we just want to send a message, and that we're not gonna fold a tent. We're going to go up there with all intentions of letting them know that they've been in a ball game and fight and just compete.
This quarterback, Ray Zuberer, he's just a junior. And to put in perspective, he's thrown 51 touchdown passes this year. And you know, last week we played one of the best quarterbacks probably that we've ever seen, and that's Elijah Sindelar. And he's thrown 134 touchdown passes in his career. So this guy obviously has got a good shot to surpass Sindelar. So I know it sure does give you a great opportunity to work on your secondary.
Yeah, and it does. And you know, the thing about throwing the football, Chris, and that many touchdowns, that many passes, is you have to have somebody to catch it. And so, you know, not just are they talented at the quarterback to put it where they need to, but the receivers run great routes. They can catch the football. And, you know, we're just going to have to make sure that we continue to get better and learn and play our responsibility. And we're going to work hard this week in practice, you know, just trying to make sure that we get to our drops and do our responsibility and pass rush and just getting throwing lanes and understand that there are throwing lanes and understand in our coverage where the windows are, where they're going to try to throw it. The biggest thing that we can't have happen is we can't have a breakdown in coverage and allow them to throw over the top deep on us, and that's what we don't want. We want to make them earn it, and if they earn it, then you know, they can have it, but we don't want to give it to them. And so we're going to work hard at it, because we have a lot of kids returning from next year, and you know, we're going to face teams that throw the ball next year as well. So we just got to keep working on it and make them earn everything that they have and not give it to them.
Personnel-wise, Tyler Coleman, assume he'll be back. Is that right?
Tyler Coleman should be back. We have a release. We had a release on him last week, so he'll be back. I'm not sure about Cosby, whether or not I haven't seen a release on him, so I don't know whether or not that he'll be able to play. And we know Dylan Hollis will be out. Yeah. So we're going to miss those guys, and we're glad Tyler Coleman has a chance to come back and you know, and improve again to get better.
And this is a team we're playing that's, as we said, won 9 of their 10 games this year, and the only team that beat them was the cross county rival Owensboro, one of the better teams in the state as well, beating 50-34.
Were they 4A team too?
And you know, that's otherwise, the only other game that they played, it was even close, was the team out of Breeze, Illinois. It's Mater D, not to be confused with Evansville's Mater D team. And, you know, this is probably, you know, we've seen Caldwell County was ranked number one in the state when we played them. And we've played Mayfield before when they've been number one. But this team, you know, it seems like we go up there and play them, and they certainly live up to their ranking. They're ranked number three, or were this past week. I haven't seen this week's rankings, but I assume they're still at number three. This seems like they're an awful, awful solid team.
Yeah, they are a solid team. You know, they're offensively very potent. Defensively, they're very good on defense. They've given up a lot of points, but it's probably because that they were ahead of a lot of people, and they were able to pull their starters a lot because you know, they're very solid. They're a very good football team. Special teams, they're very good at that. They've got a kicker that can kick the ball, and you know, it's just hard to beat a team that's very solid in all phases of the ball game.
They beat Union County, which Union County's pretty good football team for this area, and beat them 57-20. So
yeah,
says a lot.
Yeah, they're a good team.
You know, they have the second highest scoring in the state, right behind Louisville Christian Academy. This team's scored 527 points in 10 games. You know, you're averaging 52 points a game. They're actually just a fraction of a percentage point better than Caldwell County. You know,
that says a lot to me right there. That they're scoring, and we were all talking about how many points Caldwell was scoring early,
yeah.
And they're right there above Caldwell on the amount of points that they score, and so that says a lot in volumes to me. You know, they're very solid. Coach Edge does a good job with them, and they're a good football team, and that's all we can say. We will have to play a very good ball game. I don't think that there's anybody that expects us to win this football game. So once again, we're in a position to where we're going to go up there, and we want to play hard. We want to try to find something positive that we can pull out of this game. And we're going to challenge our kids because they haven't done it all year. Even when we've been down, the teams that had us down that much, our kids aren't quitting, and that's what we want, and that's what we expect this week as well.
You know, this is a team that we've only faced eight times in the history of Rocket football. Played them four or five times back in the 60s, and then most recently, only reason we've played them is because this has been we got bumped up to 2A, and this has been a playoff game. So it's not a team we see often, and quite frankly, I'll be glad that we don't see them again for some time.
I'll second that.
Yeah, as we go down to Class A next year, and they will not be anywhere behind us. Of course, we will have some formidable opponents there as well, as we've been there before. And of course, the a lot of the names have changed, but a lot of the teams in Class A haven't. And, you know, fortunately, Mayfield, we won't have to deal with them next year. But there's always Russellville, who is on the upswing and really a good football team. Coach John Myers down there, we know him. He does a good job, and they're back to something similar to their glory years from when Coach Barrett was down there.
Yeah, and they do a good job, and Coach Myers does a good job with them. But I can tell you this: we're excited about getting back into Class A and getting back into where we feel like we can compete for the district and home field advantage in the playoffs, and you know, and that stuff. So that's going to be motivation for us. And so what we have to do is we have to understand that we have Owensboro Catholic this week, and we're going to prepare for them just like we prepared for Fulton City, just like we prepared for any other game that we played. And we're going to challenge our kids and expect them to play hard.
All right. Well, good luck in Owensboro this week. I know it's a tough task, and it's you know, this four-team district, four teams make it to the playoffs each time. You have a four against a one. Sometimes it's you're not very the odds aren't with you.
Yeah, odds aren't with you many times when you have a four against one.
But this time it's even exaggerated more because this is the number three team in the state. And as we said, they've scored more points this year in Caldwell County. We've seen Caldwell up close and personal already this year. But good luck, and have a safe trip to Owensboro, and look forward to talking next week and wrapping up the season at that point. And or we might be talking about going to the second round of playoffs. Either way,
we'll see next week.
All right, Coach Stones, good luck.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.